The word says they exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the creator. Man chose a long time ago not to serve God. Almost everything taught in this world system is contrary to the Bible, contrary to the Word of God. This society has exchanged God's truth for lies. The problem with lies is they'll destroy your life. People tell you if you'll do this, you'll be blessed. But if it's contrary to the Word of God, it will destroy you. It'll hurt you. It'll harm you. It'll wreck you. You need to know the truth, and with God's help, live it. You and your children need to know this. We live in an upside-down world. The Bible can turn our world right side up again. If we live after the ways of this world, we're going to all wind up in big trouble. Romans chapter 1, verse 18, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness." It says the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness. We do live in a very wicked generation. And we think, well, these people are all getting away with it. No, they're not. The wrath of God is being revealed. It's almost every day somebody overdoses on drugs or gets the wrong drug and it kills them. And it's almost every day somebody is raping somebody, shooting somebody, killing somebody. And evil is all around us. And if you pay close attention, it's not working very well for the health and well-being of people. Verse 20, "For since the creation of the world, this invisible, His, God's invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, so that they are without excuse." God says, my creation is evidence that I exist. I was up praying right in the middle of the night, about 3 o'clock this morning, and I looked out, and there was the moon. It was big and bright. And I could just sense and feel and see the presence of the living eternal God just being manifested right there in the moon. I'm not a moon worshiper, but God created that thing. Can you say amen? And it was a witness to me in the middle of the night. I'm watching you, a big eye in the sky, and I got my eye on you, and I'm taking care of you and the people you minister to. Can you say glory to God? So He does witness to us through His creation. You go down to the Smoky Mountains, there's a peace in those mountains that passes understanding. I love to go down there and just walk around because God has somehow reveals Himself through His creation. That doesn't tell you how to get saved, but you can know there's a God just by looking at His creation. Verse 21, "Because although they knew God, they did not glorify Him as God." In the beginning, everybody knew God. Adam and Eve, it all goes back to God. When man knew God, they rejected Him. People just don't like God. They want to do their own thing. Verse 23, "And changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man." If you really get to know God, then you'll like Him. Because He'll change you from the inside out. He'll feed you with the peace of God, the presence of God, and the power of the Holy Spirit. And your life will be more powerful and be more blessed. People often choose to worship the creation and not the creator. People today worshiping every kind of animal there is, just about. They worship lizards and little fish and turtles. They shut down highways. They shut down giant buildings because they're afraid they might kill a little turtle. I'm not pretending I got it exactly right, but some kind of little insect or something. They worship stuff and not God. God put animals here for us to take care of and to benefit from and to take care of them and then to eat them. Yes, God ordained to God. You say you don't like that and it's cruel or whatever you want to say, but I got news for you. Animals are not humans. I'm a farm boy. We loved our animals. We took good care of them. If you mess with one of our animals, we'd skin you alive. And after we got through petting them and loving on them, we'd eat them. That's why they're here. That's their purpose. Amen. You're denying them their purpose. Amen. When you deny people, well, you can't eat turkey for Thanksgiving. They put a picture of a dog as a head of a turtle. I mean, as a turkey. I think we got some two-legged turkeys out there that's really teaching a lot of garbage. But these same people will get mad at you if you don't want them killing babies. Something, this world's upside down. John 8:32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth might set you free. You just never know. Let me know that it's not what it says. Ye shall, that's the way we live it, but that's not what it says. And ye shall know the truth, and I'm preaching the truth, I'm reading the truth. I'm not really preaching the truth, I'm just reading it. Well, I don't like it. Well, you don't have to like it. I didn't say I liked it. But I have to preach it, I have to speak it, and with God's help, live it. John 8:32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 14:6, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Well, there is no truth. Jesus said, I am the truth. You're denying what Jesus said when you say there is no truth. That's secular humanism. That is not Jesus. That is not Christianity. That is not what we believe. John 8:44, you are of your father the devil. These people teaching these things, Jesus says, you are of the devil. Now, I don't go around telling people they're of the devil. He's a lot bolder than me. Well, you're a pretty bold preacher. Well, I haven't called any of you the devil, have I? John 8:44, you're of your father the devil. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. All these lies against the word of God is coming straight from Satan. Right. You didn't wise up and get some new doctrine. You wised up and got a lie. Or you dumbed up and got a lie. God's word is truth. The secular humanists are turning it to a lie. John 16:13. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. I pray that about every day. Lord, guide me into all truth. That's why you hear me preaching some things other preachers don't preach, because I ask God to guide me into truth. And he shows me things and reveals things to me, and I know it's God because they work. He will teach us all things and guide us into all truth. God's word is truth. The Bible says, thy word is truth. You can try other paths, but you're going to be brokenhearted. You're going to get hurt. You're going to wind up destroying your health. Well, this looks good. Well, everything that looks good is not good. But do what feels good. Some things feel good, and they'll kill you. Now, let's look at some truth. God is the creator of all things. Let's settle that once and for all. Hebrews 11:3, by faith we understand. You take this by faith and we accept it by faith, he'll begin to show you that it is true. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. In other words, he spoke everything you see into existence. Even the chair you're sitting on, he spoke those molecules into existence and man built it into a chair. And you say, amen. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. The chair's made out of atoms, if you don't know that. You say, what holds all those atoms together? It says that Jesus Christ holds all things in existence. Jesus died and didn't raise from the dead. Well, he raised back from the dead. If God died, that chair you're sitting on would disappear, and so would you, because he's holding those atoms and molecules together. Oh, this is some strange new doctrine. No, you just need to read the Bible. And most preachers are not going to read it for you, so you've got to read it yourself. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are invisible. In other words, God spoke everything to existence from nothing. Everything came into existence from nothing. The truth is, God spoke the world into existence. Genesis 1:1, it says, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. God, God, God. People say, well, what about the Big Bang? Well, the Big Bang says almost the same thing. There's this Big Bang and everything came from nothing. The only difference is God was behind the voice. Can you say amen? There was power behind the voice. There's no power or reason for a Big Bang without God. How can people just believe garbage like that? Bang! Where'd the bang come from? The voice of God. Don't you wish you're smart as me? Don't claim to be smart, but I do know how to read a little bit. The truth is, God is the creator. Genesis 1:3. Then God said, "Let there be light." Scientists believe in the Big Bang theory. Could the voice of God be the Big Bang that created everything? Because God could back it up. He can back up his word. If he tells you you're healed, he'll back it up if you'll believe the word he gives you. God spoke it into existence from nothing. God has created the perfect universe that is under his self-governing control. He created everything around you, and he has put it there in an order that cannot be changed. Proverbs 8:29, he gave the sea its boundary so that waters would not overstep his command, and when he marked out the foundation of the earth. You see, every prediction of the global alarmist has not come true, but the Bible will always prove to be true. God has set limits on the ocean. Global warming will never cause the ocean to flood New York or any place else. That's the word of God. In every prediction they've made, New York should have been underwater 15, 20 years ago. But the water level on the seashore is exactly where it was then and has been there for thousands of years. The oceans are not rising, and they can't. God's put a limit on them. You need to read the Bible, and God will always prove, his word will always prove to be true. These people have proved themselves to be nuts. And just think of how big the world is and how big the oceans are. If every bit of ice melted, it wouldn't affect the oceans much. We're talking about trillions of gallons of water. You ever went swimming in the ocean? If you do, you better watch your toes because a shark might get them. But look at all, if every bit of ice in Antarctica and everywhere melted, it wouldn't increase the water that much anyway. Of course, I'm not here to debate that. I'm just telling you the ocean is put in place because God created it and put it there, and it's going to stay there, Mr. Global Humanist Nut. Yay. It's time we just got straight knowledge, because these people poison their kids and tell them there is no God. And your kids need to know this. And where's your kids? Are they in church today? Are they in here? Are they your kids? I don't care. If they live in your house, they need to be here and hear the word of God. I preach the word of God, but it's not going to benefit them if they're home watching something on television. They need to be in church. They need to be in these children's classes. If they're little, they're big, and they still live at home, you need to, if you have to, hog time and drag them to church. No church, no food. It was predicted that carbon dioxide would trap heat on earth, producing devastating consequences for the environment. When you think of that, really, it makes sense. Carbon gases stopping the heat. That makes sense. But data from NASA satellites contradict that. Robert Spencer, a research scientist, and all the good scientists will say the exact same thing. But what happens is these globalists start calling them voodoo scientists, and they get nervous and back off. Scientists didn't sign up for a fight. They just interested in truth. And so they have a tendency to back up and not really take a stand. But I've heard many scientists say global warming is a joke. There is global warming, but it's the sun. It's not some carbon gas in the air that's stopping the heat. Come on, let's turn our minds on for a minute. And while you're preaching this, we need to know that God created this thing, and he created it right. He has it designed so that the heat will leave the earth the way it's supposed to. And he knew man was going to be messy when he created us. Yes, we're messy, but God has designed earth to take care of that. We do have our part to play. Can you say amen? Don't be throwing your garbage out the window on the expressway or anywhere else. That data from NASA satellites contradict this thing about the carbon gases stopping the heat from leaving the earth. Robert Spencer, a research scientist I just said at the University of Alabama, said, let me know if he's from Alabama, he has to be good. The satellite observation suggests there is much more energy lost to space during and after warming. The warming of what? The sun warming. The heat is escaping just fine. Just think how hot it has been lately. If the heat wasn't escaping this world, we'd all be burned up by now. Yes. We need to turn our brains on and quit listening to garbage. You shall know the truth, and the truth has set you free. Yes. Climate models, he says, shows, in other words, that the heat is escaping just fine. In other words, the planet isn't heating up. It heats up a little bit, and climate has always gone through a cycle. It's some years it's hotter than others, and people say, well, all these storms is all caused by the earth heating up. No, it's a proven fact. People going back and looked up the facts. The weather was worse in the early 1900s, 1920, 1930 than it is now. A lot worse. They're using this stuff to try to scare us to death. It's the devil trying to scare us so that we don't live a successful, prosperous life, and trying to bankrupt us through some green new deal that we don't need. Why are you preaching this? Because the Word of God tells you how God created this earth, and if you believe the Bible, you won't believe all these lies. And it will make a difference where you work and how you make a living. We need to know the truth. Yeah. Swiss scientists proved about 15, 20 years ago, beyond a shadow of a doubt, it was the sun causing global warming and not man. But those people are so evil, they just totally throw the truth out. They don't want you to know the truth. Amen. Man was created by God in God's image. And here's another big one. Truth. What's the truth? He created all things. What's the truth? He created a perfect universe that can handle man. Man was created by God in God's image. Man is not just a smart monkey. I realize a lot of people act like monkeys, but it's an act. They're not monkeys. Genesis 2:7, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed in his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Genesis 5:1, this is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day when God created man, he made him in the likeness of God. The truth is, humans are made in the likeness of God, not just another monkey, not just another animal. Human life is sacred. You do not abort and kill little babies. Amen. He created them, male and female, and he blessed them and named them man in the day when they were created. You see, man is created in the image of God. All men, all human life is sacred. Man was created by God in his image. Now notice it says man. Some feminists used to get really upset and hurt as much lately. God always talks about man. Well, read the Bible. It says he created man, male and female. Women are men too. Man means male and female. Amen. Help me, Lord, to get my English together here. So don't be offended when God says man. We're man, male and female. That's what he says. I'd be glad to know some truth. And don't get mad at me if you don't like it. Get mad at God. I'm just telling you what he's written down here. And it worked when it came to getting saved. It worked when it came to getting healed. It worked, you know, when it came to being blessed and prospered in my life. And if it works in one area, it'll work in all the other areas. Evolution has been proven to be a lie. Here's another truth. How dare you say that? Because, listen, it's in the Bible. Matthew 1:24. Then God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature according to its kind. Cattle and creeping things. And we know God created creeps. Cattle and creeping things. And beasts of the field, each according to its kind. And it was, so what does that mean, according to its kind? It means a cow will always produce a calf, a cow. A cat will always produce a cat. A dog will always produce a dog. Amen. Says it right there in the Bible. One species cannot evolve into another. I was reading the Bible, and the science is really backing it up now. As a matter of fact, science proves evolution could never have happened. And I'm going to show you. And God made the beast. I know some have been taught all kind of stuff, and the truth is really astounding. But you've been lied to. Verse 25, and God made the beast of the earth according to, just listen, I got some good stuff here. And God made the beast of the earth according to its kind, cattle according to its kind, and everything that creeps on the earth according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. You see, God created the birds, the bees, the animals, and humans, male and female, in order to reproduce after their kind. Man, God knew about the genetic code way back in the beginning. That's science, genetic code. The genetic code has each species locked in, and they can't go beyond that species. They cannot evolve. Everybody knows that now, but somehow they when I was coming along, they taught that evolution was a theory. Now they teach it as fact. Why? Because they got to get rid of God in order to teach all these lies. And if there's a creator God, then everything goes back to the Bible. They got to get rid of God. But I'm telling you, he's not very easy to get rid of. Amen. He's not very easy to get rid of. He keeps showing up. Every time the sun shows up, that's a pretty good sign that God's still around. Yes. And God saw that it was good. God created every animal and every creature to reproduce after its own kind. God knew about the genetic code. You see, the theory of evolution has been proven by the genetic code to be totally impossible. A cat will always be a cat. There's some evolution within the species, but that's where it stops. A cat will always be a cat. A tall cat, short cat, skinny cat, fat cat, but still a cat. Some cats you can pet, feed milk. Other cats will eat you. You see, this is truth. Evolution is a deception of Satan. Why? Because he wants to take you to hell. He don't want you to believe in a God. And you're here today because you need to hear this, and you need to teach it to your kids and your neighbors. Write these scriptures down. You see, God created two genders. Oh, what a mystery. God created two genders for one reason. I'm just giving you some truth. Not all the truth, but a little bit of it. So humans, he created two genders so humans could be fruitful and multiply. Genesis 1:27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. There you have it again. Male and female. Man is male and female. Truth is, God created man, male and female, in the image of God. He is not just another animal, as I've already said. Verse 28, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea. There you have it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over everything that moveth upon the earth. God has created everything for man. The fish. In animals, God put man in charge, not the government. God created male and female to be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. Only male and female can do that. Two men cannot replenish anything. Okay. Two women. It takes a male and a female. How smart do you have to be to figure that out? We are taught today that God created man, female, homosexual, transgender. And let me just say right now, I love everybody. And I love them everybody enough to preach the truth. Amen. Well, you hate homosexuals. I do not. I've got some of my best friends are homosexuals. I love them. Love everything about them. Almost got in a big fight trying to defend one of them a few years back. And I'm telling you right now, I love everybody enough to tell them the truth. Yes. But I'm not going to mistreat anybody. Matter of fact, there's some people who thought that I'm too friendly toward gay people and transgenders. No, I love everybody just like they are, but I got to tell you the truth. If you have same-sex attractions, that's because of society around you. You weren't born that way. That has been forced on you by this society and by the evil things people have done to you. And if you want to be free, you can be free. If you want to stay like you are, it's okay with me. But God wants to change you. And you can be changed. Amen. And I've had people here in the church who practice homosexual. God told deliverance, set them free. Amen. If you want to be free, there's a possibility. It's very difficult on your own, but with God. Amen. With God. You see, but folks, there's never any reason to hate people because of anything. Amen. Hate will send you to hell. Even hating preachers that preach the truth will send you to hell. Amen. oh, that was God. Okay. You see, this turns the truth of God into a lie when you tell people they were born a certain way. No, they were born the right way, but society and evil people have really wrecked people's lives. We are taught today that God created male, female, homosexual, transgender. It's just not what the Bible says, and it's not biology. Amen. Science totally contradicts that. Go get you a biology book. And, of course, I'm sure they'll be trying to change the biology books and trying to change everything else. Transgender surgery and hormones treatments are destroying the future of young people. The Board of Psychiatry has always said that it is a mental disorder. Transgender is a mental disorder. There's an organization of homosexuals that's really come out against transgender. They're against transgender because they recognize these hormones and these surgeries are destroying children before they're old enough to make up their own mind. Now look, I read the story of Jaleesa Vine. She said, I was an impressionable 15-year-old and did not know what I was doing. She was crying as she said that. I watched her on television. She's sharing a story. She was crying, and just a news story. It wasn't some religious story or some religious broadcast. It was just a plain old hard news. She was crying as she said that she had irreversible surgery and that it had ruined her life. She was interviewed by Congress, I think, last week. And she went through transition, I think, when she was about 15. So she has transitioned back to a girl and said she did not know if she could have a baby because of all the hormones and medical treatments, but she knew she could never nurse a baby because they removed her breast. Can you imagine taking a 15-year-old and cutting the breast off? Can you really claim to love people and care about people when you butcher them? Those people should go to jail. That's child abuse of the worst kind. Well, you got to get them before they go through puberty. I tell you right now, you need to know something. A boy is born a boy. A girl is born a girl. And even the brain is different. They say there's some chemical that affects the boy's brain that takes out part of the sensitivity that females have. And so a boy is born a boy, and he's got brain damage from birth. Can you say amen? Men and women are totally different from birth. And I mean, just quit believing everything you hear and do your own study. Amen. I went to college. They taught me how to do research, not to hear it. Listen to, oh, don't listen to that news source. They lie. Well, all of them have some lie. You got to listen to all of them to figure out who's really telling the truth. Amen. One might tell the truth one day, and the next week the other will not tell the truth. So she is telling parents, Coy is, do not transition your kids. Walt Hever, founder of the Sex Change Regret. There's a whole organization now of people who have come out of transgender and they're transgendering back. And this guy said, and he went through it himself. His name is Walt Hever. He founded Sex Change Regret, and he went through transgender procedures, and he says gender cannot be changed. He says the only thing that can be changed is looks. You're still a man or you're still a woman. That's why so-called transgender men cannot be in women's sports. Because they're stronger. And finally, the female athletes has taken a stand, thank God. The gender characteristics is still there. You see, we must love all these people and do everything we can to help them. I feel for people who feel like they're a woman in a man's body or a man in a woman's body. I feel for them. It's real to them. Amen. And we need to figure out a way to treat them and help them without cutting our body parts. Amen. That's all I'm saying. We need laws to protect children from these people who want to cut their body parts off. Can you imagine what if somebody taking you when you're 13 years old and gave you a hysterectomy or cut your breast off or castrated you? Would you want that? Just because you got a little confused? And most transgender, who people think they're transgender, they come out of it. They grow out of it. But if they grow out of it and they've been butchered, then what? Would you like to be that? Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Jesus said there's two sexes. And it is God's will. And it is God's will for those two sexes to marry. Matthew 19:4. And he answered and said to them, do you believe Jesus? Anybody in this room believe Jesus besides me? And he answered and said to them, have you not read that he which made them in the beginning made them male and female? This is Jesus talking. And remember, I do live homosexuals. I got one of my best friends is a homosexual that I adore. But I'm not going to tell this person their lifestyle's okay with God when the Bible says it's not. But I'm not going to mistreat them either. And I'm not going to let anybody else mistreat them. Amen. If I can help it. Verse 5, and said, for this cause shall a man leave father and mother and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. How hard is that to understand? That's the will of God. You may have subtractions, you may have kind of some mental issues and all kind of things, but let's go with the Bible and believe God to heal those things. Verse 6, therefore, there are no more twain but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let no man put asunder. Jesus says marriage is between a man and a woman. That's God's plan. We don't need to go around and condemn people and beat up people that's doing it differently, but we cannot deny the word of God. Nobody can tell me I can't speak the truth. And nobody's going to intimidate me and tell me I can't speak the truth. Sex and marriage is sacred before God. The only sex allowed in the Bible is sex between a married man and woman. Well, I don't like that. Well, that's the way it is. Satan has changed the truth to lie. I care because I love everybody, no matter who they are, and I want them to know the truth, and they make up their own mind. I don't want somebody to stand on judgment day and point their finger at me and say, preacher, if you told me the truth, I wouldn't be on my way to hell. No, that's not going to happen to me. I'm going to preach the truth. I say this because I love gays, homosexuals. They are not born with an attraction for the same sex. It is true a person can change back, can be delivered from homosexual addictions and strongholds, and I need to be able to tell you that. If you have those attractions, you need to know God can, and I've never met a homosexual that wanted to be. None of them ever wanted to be that I know anything about, but they finally gave in to it. We had a young man here in the church. He had same-sex attraction. I went to his house. His parents invited me. He sat and cried like a baby. He cried for months. He just was so addicted, and something happened to him that changed his orientation, and he just couldn't get free. And I said, look, God will set you free. But he finally just gave up and became a practicing homosexual because it was too strong for him to handle. But if you could have really got a hold of God, God could have broken that off of him. And he's a fabulous young man. This was years ago. I was wanting him to date one of my daughters. but he wasn't interested in my daughter. Romans 1:25. For they exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the creator. For this reason, God gave them over to degrading passions. For their women exchanged the natural function for that which is unnatural. And in the same way also, the men abandoned the natural function of the woman and burned in their desire toward one another. That's what the Bible says. That's truth. Truth is, God did not make them homosexual. In other words, they developed this attraction because of what other people did to them. And most homosexuals that I've been able to find anything about, they were raped, they were abused in some way, and that's how that attraction was created. Then they accepted it as a lifestyle because it was so hard to break, so they turned from heterosexual to homosexual because of that desire they couldn't break. Let's all stand.